as the social depression and anxiety, depression, anxiety, addiction are all social cause.
Thank you very much. Now, item one, declaration of opening, announcement of visitors. The town of, I'd like, we'll be upstanding, please. The town of Bassanoon acknowledges the past and present traditional owners of land in which we gather to conduct this meeting and pays its respects to their elders, both past and present. Thank you. Moving right along, item two, public question time and address by members of the public. There are no members of the public here. Item three, attendance is apologies and applications for leave of absence. Obviously, our Mayor, Renee McLennan, is on leave. And we have an apology from Councillor John Gangell, who is recovering from a minor surgical operation. Item four, reports. 4.1, addendum report for joint Metro Central Development Assessment Panel application form one. Development Assessment Panel application for convenience store providing for the sale of fuel and convenience goods. Lot 75, Walter Road East, the corner of Marion Street, Eden Hill. The owner is K&W Sales and Distribution Proprietary Limited. The applicant is Planning Solutions. I won't go through, we've all read it. Christian, you would comment on this, or do we have any questions? Do we have any questions of Christian?
Christian, there was an email this afternoon, and I think the TALIS representative might be doing a deputation. Is that correct at the JDAP hearing? Or you're not sure?
Through the chair, that's correct. We've engaged TALIS consultants to represent the town at the JDAP meeting to comment on air quality and emissions matters at the actual meeting.
Okay. Obviously, this report has all the new information. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the VR2 vapour recovery on petrol bowsers is not a requirement of this. It's not required in WA, so they don't have to put that on the bowsers. Is that correct? Because I can't recall seeing VR2. VR1, I think, was in the original proposal, but I don't think VR2 was.
Thank you, through the chair. VR1 vapour recovery system is the mandated requirement in WA, and that was the system that was referred to in the applicant's documentation. The air quality expert that provided a report on behalf of the applicant did prepare their report on the basis of the development being provided with both VR1 and VR2 recovery systems. The applicant, late in the piece, although not part of their formal application, has indicated that they would provide both of those vapour recovery systems as part of the proposed development if it were to be approved.
Okay.
Any further questions? I have a minor amendment for consideration of the officer recommendation. It's not clear to the casual observer or to somebody with an interest within our community what the officer recommendation is. And I'd like to propose that a minor amendment. The report opposes the application on the grounds outlined in the report. Because it simply doesn't indicate one way or the other the officer recommendation. Would that be acceptable? If you read it, it says the council endorses the senior planning officer's form one, responsible authority addendum report for the application of a convenience store for the sale of fuel and convenience goods at Walter Road, East Eden Hill. But without, obviously we're now televised, there are people that would probably like it inculcated in there somewhere, what that decision is. Are we amenable to that? We are. So it would simply read...
Yes.
Carol?
Through the chair, you may wish to make reference to the fact that the recommendation in the officer's RAR does include 16 recommended reasons for refusal. So you may wish to make reference to the town endorsing the 16 recommended reasons for refusal contained within that report.
Very well. It's a matter of just slight rewording. The report opposes the application on 16 grounds, as outlined in the report. Councillor Hamilton, have something to say?
I'm just reading the officer's recommendation again.
What I was saying is it just doesn't demonstrate one way or the other.
It doesn't. No. We still have to comply to the Form 1 formatting for JDAP. How about that Council endorses the Senior Planning Officer's Form 1 Responsible Authority Addendum Report, which refuses the application for a convenience store based on 16 points. Would that be a better way of saying it, Christian?
As long as it's immediately apparent.
Through the chair, that's fine. It might just be worthwhile noting that the town's decision is a recommendation, so yes. The town doesn't actually refuse the application. It recommends refusal.
Recommends refusal based on 16 points.
Another question. Obviously, when we go back to JDAP, we've got to have really strong grounds for objecting to it. The air quality report, does that show that Walther Road is an extremely busy road with probably thousands of vehicles, heavy trucks and whatever, going up and down that road during the course of any business day? Does the air quality report actually focus on that aspect at all? Because my point being is if the objectors to our objection, or proponents of it, say, well, look, it's on a busy road and 10,000 vehicles pass by that location very close to it within metres every day, emitting fumes and what have you, it may weaken our case if we say this six pumps or whatever it is going to, and their clients are going to increase that risk of contamination. I know that your vapour recovery people have a 90-95% recovery of their vapours built into their systems. I was just wondering if that has been addressed, because it could be rejected on that ground.
Thank you. In terms of the air quality report that was prepared by the applicant's consultant, and the review report that was undertaken by the town's consultant, and the review that was also undertaken by the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation, both the town's consultant and DWER identified a range of deficiencies with the modelling that the applicant had undertaken. So in terms of the applicant's report, the main focus of attack, if you like, with respect to that report will be in relation to the deficiencies contained within the report. One of the comments that has been made is that base level conditions were not adequately taken into account when the reporting was undertaken. So there's a range of factors that do need to be looked at more thoroughly to essentially increase the veracity of that reporting that's been undertaken. So both the town's consultant and DWER, the state government agency, have identified a range of deficiencies with the applicant's reporting.
Thank you. Further question, the obviously noise was an issue as well, the noise pollution to particularly the school. I think that came up as an issue. But the structure itself may have a baffling effect on the noise generated that would interfere with the school. That's it. And what I'm looking, I'm playing devil's advocate. They may come back and say, well, the structure itself, the way noise travels, will mute the noise from busy Walter Road. Is that something we would consider addressing?
Thank you. One of the concerns that the town has raised with the application was that a noise management report was not submitted with the application. So, again, we would suggest that the application is deficient with respect to the information provided. Apart from the convenience store, which is located to the far right-hand side or eastern side of the development site, the remainder of the development is quite open in nature. So, in terms of it providing a baffling effect with respect to noise, the vast majority of the development probably won't have much impact in that respect.
Thank you. It's just, it might be an idea to have it in your pocket. I notice Councillor Wilson is seconded onto that. So it might be an idea to have that in mind if they counter our objection on those grounds.
Sorry, can I just ask a question? Did the responsible authority addendum report, I note point one, which mentions that the buffer zone is not doesn't comply with the buffer zone requirements. In the details section of the report, you've actually covered a lot of the details. Thank you very much for that, Christian. Does the air quality concerns need to go into that point one to make it more strong, or they pay, or in JDAP, are the details incorporated as part of the report? In other words, does that carry as much weight as the actual dot points from 1 to 16? It might be a minor thing. I'm just asking because I don't know.
Thank you. Essentially, all of those matters are wrapped up into that first recommended reason for refusal.
Okay, that's fine then.
Thanks. No further questions?
Can we get the new recommendation read out?
Sorry, my apologies. Amy, if you could.
I'll tell you what I've got down.
Yes, please.
I don't know if it's exactly correct. I have that council recommends refusal based on 16 reasons as outlined in the Senior Planning Officer's Form 1 Responsible Authority Addendum Report for the application for a convenience store providing for the sale of fuel and convenience goods at lot 75 Walter Road East, Eden Hill.
That's fine. No objections to that. Thanks very much.
Is that okay?
Thanks, Kristen. Moving on.
So we've got to vote on it.
Do we need to?
We just need to vote, and then that's the end of this one. We just need to vote. This is the special meeting.
Okay. Oh, of course, it's a special meeting. It's not a briefing session, is it?
That's right.
I was off with the pixies. Can we just wipe that last comment, please? Okay, we've got that officer recommendation. Can we have a mover for the recommendation, item 4.1? Sarah? Seconder? Councillor Hamilton? Anybody against? All in favour? Motion's passed unanimously. That's us. Declare the meeting closed. Declare the meeting closed at 18:15. And thanks very much.
Good one,
how are you feeling about it now, Kevin?